Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You know, divorce is a reality in the church, and I can just imagine somebody wanting to call in saying, so you're talking about co-parenting, does that mean you're advocating for divorce? And quite honestly, those questions, while fair, they get to me a little bit because there seems to be such a negative stigma to the person who's been through divorce. And so often, it's like, you need comfort. If there's ever a time you need community, it's right now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I always say to every church leader, to every pastor, to everyone, you know, in a community that cares about kids and family, that every single parent, every step parent, every parent from a complex, difficult place needs the church to be the first place they run. Mm. Because if we can be, as a church, we can be a haven to help stabilize families, to help hurting children, to give good wisdom and godly counsel on how to continue being a healthy parent, even if there's only one person available to do that job. Mm. That's where we're hurting people need to go. And there are many churches around the country that are embracing you know, wounded individuals. And so not every church has a stigma, but there certainly are still many that almost, you know, years ago when I started the organization, I had a pastor say, well, I don't think we could host a co-parenting seminar here because it might appear that we endorse divorce. Hmm. And I said, no, sir. I can tell you from having lived as a kid with divorced parents my entire life and now going through the journey as a parent, there's nothing about what we do that endorses or supports the idea, but we want to give healthy, relevant, positive and important parenting advice to the parents who need a roadmap. Because when I was there 12 and a half years ago, I was looking for books. I was looking for classes, for DVDs on co-parenting because I needed a roadmap. I needed somebody to show me, how do you do this thing? Mm. And that's really the heart between why we started this organization. I couldn't find anything. Mm. You know, I found a few chapters tucked away in some very good books out there. But there was not a clear blueprint on here's how you get started, here's some tips, here's something you can do today that will help your children and help yourself. And so I hope that what we've created as a variety of resources, they're there to help everyday parents who are raising kids in complex situations, not at all to support the pain of divorce, but to embrace the parents and kids that go through it.
Mm, well put. And how we respond as a church very much matters. I remember hearing a story of a child whose father had an affair and walked away from the family. The mom absolutely did not want the divorce, but found herself divorced. She was asked to step out of the choir because she was a divorcee. That child grew up, walked away from the church, and you can sure understand why. And so, I mean, I think we're so afraid of judgment that we do judgmental things. And I know this is a side note, but I feel like it matters that we, as the church, as you are saying, as a spouse, as an ex-spouse, it matters for your sake and the child's sake how you do this. It does matter as a church how we do this as well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.